Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
A poodle! We need to record 90 Day Fiancé.
I don't know. What if we recapped another show? Would that be okay?
Oh my, how original. Poodle, you can do whatever you want.
Right, it's my show!
Our show.
Our show. Want to hear my idea?
You have to keep your clothes on.
Then I have another idea. When you don't know which to pick,
a nice vagine or a friendly dick. Bye.
Bye.
Curious do. When you want another show,
not 90 day one, we don't know. Bye.
Bye.
Curious do.
They say variety's the spice of life.
Why stop at just one husband or one wife?
Poodle, that's polygamy.
I'm sex positive.
So email, Facebook, send a text.
Tell us the show that we should do next. By Curious, on with the show. Everybody, and welcome to your Bi-Curious episode, and it's my favorite kind of Bi-Curious, a four-way.
Oh boy.
four Bi-Curious, a straight couple's with us, but today, both of them be Bi-Curious.
Okay.
I'm glad you
especially
can't be professional.
The straight man.
You weren't professional for 20 seconds.
Nope, not happening. Y'all, we're talking about Sister Wives today, and here we are with Ace and Caitlin from Sister Wives. Love should be multiplied, not divided!
Woo, woo, woo. I like that intro.
Thank y'all for being here today.
For those of you who don't know these two people, the podcast, this is... You guys, how long have you been doing... You guys recap Sister Wives, obviously.
Oh, good. I thought you were going to say something else. Good. I thought you were going to go in how we went into a 10-minute diatribe, how no one with the name Ace is not hot.
That's
They're
true.
Always hot if your name
it's
is
true.
Ace.
It's true.
Well, his dad's
I'll
Ace,
take
too.
It.
Oh.
What?
Yeah. So there's
your dad hot?
People from our podcast think he's hot.
Well, Caitlin, you're gorgeous.
Thank you.
You are gorgeous.
Oh, you're a very pretty woman.
And Ace, you are quite attractive.
Thank okay. you. I am. I never hear it, so I'll take it.
Oh,
ouch.
Boy. Getting to relationship dynamics. Nope. Abort.
Okay. I just need to know. You're seemingly two halfway normal people. What brought you into this level of depravity to watch Sister Wives for 18 seasons? I got to know what got a married couple into podcasting about the show.
All seasons?
Every single episode, every season. We started on day one. We are from the very beginning, people. We've been to the cul-de-sac. We've been to Lehigh. We've been
Coyote Pass.
Oh, we've been to Coyote Pass.
We have been to Coyote Pass. We've basically fucked on Coyote Pass.
Oh, that's hot.
Yeah.
Right where Janelle's house should have been.
Yeah. We were just like, let's christen it because it's never going to get christened.
It's never
wow. So y'all are sick motherfuckers.
What made you, how did you find this show? Because it is not what I would call normal straight man viewing.
You know, we were in college when it came out. We were both living at home and we were just, you know, watching the shit that was on TLC, Little People, Big World, Say Yes to the Dress.
The Duggar.
The Duggars.
That was Camelot those days.
Yeah. And then it was like this ad comes up and it's like one man, four wives. Let's see what happens. And it's like, how do you not jump on that train?
You know what? Now that you talk about it, it makes perfect sense. I don't know why I wasn't in the beginning. I think I saw it about 7 seasons later. I'm like, oh, I love anything polygamy related. Mm-hmm. I'm obsessed with anything fundamentalist, FLDS Mormon church.
So are we.
I love, yeah. So huge fan of a show called on A&E called Escaping Polygamy with the three girls who were from the Order.
Have you watched Polyamory? You'd like that one.
So good.
The problem with polyamory, though, is like, it's not the people you want to see have sex.
No, but they show it all because it's on Showtime.
True. It's so true.
Oh, they show it on Showtime?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's wow. It's never the kind of insertion that you want to see. It's like nude beaches. It's like, this isn't what I was promised.
It's a lot of, you
go to a gay resort in Florida that's nudist and then you go, this was not a good idea.
They're very happy
you're there usually.
Yeah. It's a lot of bushes. A lot of untamed bushes,
sagebrush, if you will.
I hope, it's fine if you want to have a bush, but be a bush. But
I think it's fine.
I just hope that right now I hope if I want a trimmed bush that when I'm older, I'll trim it. And I don't ever want to be at a stage where I'm like, fuck this bush. Who cares?
I feel like the dividing line is when it gets poofy in the pants.
Mm. Spider
and I
legs
think that's
coming out.
Yeah, I think that's when it.
Some
might
people
become,
are into it. Some people.
No,
are into
no. I'm
it.
Talking about when you're gonna actually
you.
See volume in the.
You're
pants.
Saying
like
for
where
you.
There's, yeah,
we've gotten letters about talking about bush before, so I just want to say for a poodle that's too much. You do whatever you want with your bush. If you want to write us to talk about your bush, think. They don't want to hear that and don't write us.
I was mostly talking about male bush, though. Yeah. So.
But also, if you're talking about male bush, it's unfortunate when it's a really small penis with a bush.
That's true.
That's when you got
we
a weed whack.
We call that almond in a bird's nest.
Mm. Yes.
The almond in a bird's nest phenomenon. Yeah.
Not good.
Just a little tiny almond just saying, someone love me.
How did we get here already? Let's
I
get
don't
back
know.
To Sister.
Okay. Anyway, so y'all,
how long have you been doing the podcast?
Like 2 years.
Cool. Right. So you have you been through all the episodes yet? That's what I.
Yeah.
Know.
Who actually said we're this sick? We should podcast about it. Who brought it up?
That would be
Ace.
Me.
Ace brought it up first.
I had another podcast where I interviewed people about their secrets anonymously, and then I said to Caitlin, I was like, "Hey, I would really love to do this for Sister Wives because we've watched it all these years and I just think it would be funny and no one will probably listen." And then they listened and so we kept doing it.
Well, we
it
got just lucky because we were like, this will probably be the last season. It's boring. And then Christine left right before the season started that we were going to do. So then it just kind of like had a resurgence. So we got lucky.
The show changed forever. The thing about what you need to know here, guys, I got in when Christine was leaving. Because everyone told me, you got to watch this show. You got to watch this show. You have to watch this show. You love polygamy. You need to watch this show. And
I started watching during the COVID episodes, and people told me to go back all the way, and it was kind of like my falling asleep television. Yeah. And I fell in love with these people, but not Cody and not Mary and not Robin.
Like, you're in love with them. We've got a problem.
And the kids. And the kids.
Can I say, though, that like Sister Wives is not meant, you're not supposed to love anyone.
You're not.
You're not supposed to root for anybody. You're not supposed to love anybody. You're just supposed to hate these people.
It's and a hate watching show. Did.
And do you think they know it? Do you think they're aware? Like, is Cody in any way aware?
No, not Cody.
I think Cody thinks that he is Matt Damon.
He is putting in quite a performance this season.
I mean, he is textbook narcissist.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. He's I think the most interesting thing is, so I kind of watched it, and then people told me what seasons to skip, mostly when they were moving back and forth back and forth. I skipped a lot of the moving seasons. But when I first started, I was like, Christine is so annoying. Oh my God, Christine is so fucking annoying. And I like about season four, I was like, I can see glimmers of interesting things about this person. And then when I went back to because COVID broke this family, y'all. That's the thing you need to know. COVID made them sit with themselves, and none of them liked what they saw.
You know what's crazy is going back and watching the show again a second time. I used to think, like, from the very beginning, I was like, God, Christine's the hot one. And as I go back, I'm like, was I okay? Like, what exactly was it that I was thinking was so
attractive?
She had
the most life to her. Everyone else is like a bump on
the definitely the hottest now, I think.
Now, yeah. But back then?
You don't like this now. Haircut now that Mary has that looks like Woody Woodpecker in drag?
No, absolutely not.
It's kind of like, remember that movie that Kristen Stewart did where she was like a punk rocker? It's kind of like they took that and said, not lesbian enough. And
yeah.
And it looks like she hasn't washed the wig in a while.
Yeah, it's terrible.
It's really bad. You almost see like a piece of chewing gum in it.
I imagine that like
you
if
you touch
a good...
it and it crunches like
it just
falls off.
She never has to worry about wind. Like it just stays.
It just stays.
So basically, you guys, in the first few episodes, the only thing you need to know is the whole family's still reeling from Christine kind of leaving. And I still say last season. I said this, and other people, I wasn't the first to say it, but like, this is like second wave feminism brought to television in a fucking polygamist Mormon family. Seriously. It's insane. And just about how the women like started thinking about it and how it woke up the other women, even fucking Mary, who's clueless.
Even Mary, who's been hanging on.
Has had thoughts.
For 10 years.
She's even, and she's like, a feminine mystique. What's this?
I gotta say, I mean, we'll talk about it, but I don't watch all Sister Wives. I don't watch any of it. I've watched an episode or two before when we did Bi-Curiouses of them. You don't have to answer this now because I think we're going to talk about the episode. I don't understand why Mary's there.
Nobody does. I don't think Mary knows.
I would love it if you could answer me what keeps... I would love to know by the end of this. All I need to know is why... What keeps Mary there? Because I don't know why.
I think the best theory that I have heard is that she stays to make Cody's life miserable.
That's 100% what I believe in.
That or and, she does. She knows that she'll be kicked off the show. Like, no one's going to follow her without her staying.
Oh, absolutely not. I also think that she needs to be, you know, they call it the final girl in the horror movie. She needs to be the final wife. And she needs to watch the light drain out of Cody Brown's eyes. And when she does that, she'll go, all right, I'm ready to move on to a lesbian golfer. If she still has enough in her to go
on. You know, I don't want to spoil it for you, but you know that they came out with a divorce statement.
It's official.
Yeah. Okay.
So Mary and Cody are getting a divorce. Yep.
Yes.
She's moved to Utah.
Mm-hmm. They're done.
Wow. So now Mary and Cody are divorced. Christine and Cody are divorced. And then
Janelle and Cody are also divorced.
That happens this season, but I think Mary happens this season as well.
Yeah.
If I'm right.
But Janelle has still not put out her statement. We're right. waiting for the trifecta on Cody Brown's Instagram, where all three are just it's his three most recent posts.
There's just exes.
Divorces. Yes. It's like basically Tyra Banks, America's Next Top Model. They're just like disappearing.
Wow.
Until just Robin is standing. And then Robin gets to take her picture with Tyra Banks.
And she has to go, and they're like, honey, can you smile? And she's like, I can't. This is what my mouth does.
Yeah.
It's very just unfortunate. Is upside down. I have one of those mouths that actually goes upside down. And those fucking eyebrows. I'll never get over them. It's interesting. Everyone hates. I hate Cody Brown. Don't get me wrong. I hate Cody. He's fun to hate. People know how awful and low-key manipulative Robin is, but if you go all the way back to like season two and doing a rewatch, you guys probably saw it, but people told me to watch for what to watch for. You can already see the division of when she's sitting there talking with the wives and going, and having a problem with some of the things. She drew these lines.
She came in and said, I'm going to change the way this family's done everything.
Yes.
I was like, you're 15 years late. They've all been together for 15 years. And now she came in and broke it all up. I mean, it was ultimately Cody, but she helped.
She did. And she kind of pumped him up like she's Lady Macbeth and like just sent him out. And and he did all the dirty work. Mm-hmm.
Can I ask you a very important question?
Yes.
Have either of you thought about what Cody Brown's dick looks like? I've wondered a lot about this, and I'm just curious to know what other people think.
I have honestly never given it a thought, and that is how repulsive he is to me.
But Jake, Jake has a gift.
I can usually see penises.
Okay.
Like the Sixth Sense.
Okay.
Right.
So yeah, poodle
by your
you,
face. Here's what I'm going to tell you. Here's what I'm going to tell you about Cody Brown's penis.
Dream about it. Think about it.
Here's what I'm going to tell you about this penis. It is very full of itself.
Okay.
It is petulant.
That's a word I don't know.
Same.
Over my head.
Petulant meaning it wants to do things its own way. It's fickle. Physically, not a lot to write home about. It does have a certain girth to it with its own heft.
I could see it having a smaller shaft with more of the girth.
Mushroom.
One of those mushroom tops that wants to, almost like an ice cream cone. That just wants to explode at any moment.
Just to plant seed and make babies.
Is it circumcised?
I believe it is. I believe it is circumcised.
The pubic situation? Curly like the hair on his head?
It is.
He uses Moroccan oil on it too.
I think it's trimmed somewhat. Certain. I will say, with that many children, bulbous balls. Just so much seed in there that has to get out.
Low hangers.
Well, yes.
Not through low, but almost kind of like, I imagine
think it's more
like,
of like a one ball, like almost like a boxing
like
glove.
A tight balloon, but it's still
kind
of big. Like those guys who put saline in their balls to make it bigger. I don't understand
Wait,
that, but they
that's
do.
That's a thing?
That's a thing. I saw that once and I was like, on my, because I
what
have like,
the fuck?
On my porn Twitter account that I just used to watch free porn. And then once there's this guy, I was like, what's wrong with his balls? And then it showed he was putting saline in his balls and making his balls bigger.
Do you want big balls?
No, I don't. Not like that.
I think
I think there are some people who want lots of things.
Saline balls.
They want the things. But that, yeah, that is my opinion of his penis.
Okay.
I'll show you, but then Christina has to.
I will say, sex with Cody is never enjoyable. Mm-mm. You just have to grin and bear it, and just hoping till it's over.
Okay.
There's never just any warm thinking, up. That's
no,
sure.
Absolutely not.
And when he's done, he's done.
You. You know, yes. We like to say that when Cody and Robin have sex, they do what we call hospice play. So she's just laying there dead, and he comes in and warms the corpse a little bit.
Hospice.
Wow.
And there's maybe they've invested in like a little monitor. Beep,
yeah.
Guys, they do think this.
Don't show them those big balls.
Well, there's just an underwear.
Okay.
So this guy actually died after injecting himself. Wow. So I don't know if I'd recommend it.
Anyway, getting back to this season.
Yes.
After saline balls. About Cody is we're still reeling of Christine leaving. The big rift here between Janelle and Cody and obviously between Robin and Janelle is the sons, Garrison and Gabe. Basically, as Cody said, you're out there running your normal life.
Getting your
pencil wet and doing everything you should do. Do you ever notice that Cody, and I had this revelation when I watched last night, it's exactly how you make fun of a frat boy talking, but someone actually talks that way. It's like you're talking like this.
What I get from Cody, that, and I haven't watched all the seasons again, what I get from him actually is that he hates women.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
He really hates women.
Well, he's part of the manosphere.
Yeah. I think the most brilliant thing that Cody said this episode is, it's the sacred loneliness of a polygamous woman. Blew my fucking mind. And the camera that goes on Christine is just like, what the fuck is he talking about?
What I love about that scene is all of the wives came in and are like, that's bullshit, hate that, stupid. And then it goes to fucking Robin. And she's like, I actually like to spend my time in loneliness building my relationship with God.
It's a tough time to be in a polygamous family.
Fuck off.
Maybe she'll get divorced with him now that she's going to spend all her time with him.
She can't leave him.
Robin's going to stay. Robin's going to stay because he's at the center of all her MLMs and everything financially. She'll never leave. He might take another wife.
I think he'll just cheat on her.
Yeah.
That's my theory.
I don't think we're going down the polygamy route ever again, but I think he will continue to get his pencil wet.
He'll have other wives she doesn't know about.
I mean, when him and Nathan were driving around in the truck, did you not think like they're going to pull in a parking lot and blow each other?
Yes.
Yeah. It felt like male time. Like this is our guy bonding time, like a testosterone. As we watched Welcome to Plathville. If you guys ever want to watch
we do that.
Yes. And Papa Plath and Micah are like, oh, it's bro time in the gym. And I'm like, this is a father-son time in the gym scene that I've seen many times in pornography. But it's never ended like this.
We were just saying that Ace said if he saw him out, he'd think it was a sugar daddy and sugar baby.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Well, Micah said, already looks like a sugar baby. Veins bulging. Okay, so where are we talking about?
I was just going to say, the only thing, so it's the, Cody says, and the boys owe Robin an apology for like somehow threatening to bring COVID into their house. Because I think he just I saw them as just like literally putting their dick at every woman in Utah or in Flagstaff.
I hope they are.
And they're bruisers, both those boys, both of Janelle's boys, but they're good kids, they seem like.
Yeah, they're our favorites.
And they're so much fun.
They're handsome. They seem fun.
Them and Christine's kids are great too. I love, and because they're all kind of weird.
They're all really weird.
Oh, Christine's kids are weird.
And weird Robin is putting it very nicely.
Yes. And Robin's kids are all Stepford. They now, all stare straight ahead.
My theory about Aurora, which is Robin's oldest girl, is that she is Gypsy Rose, and Robin is Dee Dee Blanchard.
Some Munchausen by proxy going on.
Trying to make her sick all the time.
Yeah.
Maddie, this was from the act. The Gypsy Rose. Yeah.
I'm a little familiar with it. You said it. Oh, shush, petulant.
Anyway, I think
that little boy might be gay. He was a queen. I'm not eating steak fingers.
Tongue pop. So Cody is also dealing with some anger with Christine. He's like, I just never want to see her again. But it also sounds like I just want to smash her face into a hot griddle. And I just want to smash her face with a knife.
He wants to, like, Chris Watts her. He wants to kill her. Absolutely. Like, and then Nathan came in and he was like, yeah, I was thinking some horrible things when when my wife was, leaving me too. I wanted to kill her too. I wanted to take her eye and put it in mine.
I love how Sling Blade that is, and it's really close.
If you're not on the video,
Ace's eye was as adrift as Cody's marriage with Janelle.
Yes, and well played.
Nathan's eye is giving flounder realness. It's migratory, like birds. It's something. So anyway, you just need to know that those feelings are still really hot as they had their very gourmet Mexican restaurant meal that they had, where Cody screamed at Christine and just said, you're always been mean like that. And Christine goes, and the thing about Christine when she's dealing with Cody now is you can tell she has nothing emotionally tying her to him at all. And now she's just laughing at him.
She's and it's like, a very beautiful thing. Preschool teacher.
It is.
That's like, a great way to describe it.
Like, keep your hands to yourself. Keep your hands out of your pants, please. Thank you.
Yep.
Hands where I can see them. Hands where I can see them. Good job, Cody.
I feel like she's like, I'm getting dicked down from someone else. I really don't care about you anymore.
I hope she is.
She is. She's getting
anyway. She's getting married.
Yeah.
Then we have the confrontation with Cody and Janelle, which Maddie, you probably saw flashbacks of. This is the ugliest he's ever talked to her, and she's so usually even kill and doesn't get upset, but boy, he's to basically, and that's when she told him to shut the fuck up. And like,
now, Maddie,
the minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets. Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreau!
They said next time it would be $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit. Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow-knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cut my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow. As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that it would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
And people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men.
Yike. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/realitygaze. Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist? About me?
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Maddie, this reminds me, you know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline.
Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC.
For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring.
Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
If you didn't see the flashbacks, you just have to watch the episode. And then 30 seconds later, they flash right back to it again. And then they go to commercial break and they flash back to it again. Yeah. It just...
You'll be caught up in one episode.
They were like, this is
like four times.
Yeah.
There's 11 minutes of original content every episode.
I counted 11. One time.
We're like
I
four episodes through. In and it's like the same. We're on the same yeah. week. Like yeah. it hasn't moved.
I counted once and the amount of like... flashbacks, commercials, like all this stuff. It was like we literally had 20 minutes of anything new.
Yep. it's great with that. It's almost like the Arizona prairie. Nothing really changes. It's like how they
like Coyote anyway. Pass. It's never gonna change. Yeah,
exactly. What exactly? It's like gonna, ain't nothing getting built on Coyote Pass.
Never.
Ba-ding!
Never. There was one thing that I wrote down from episode 3 that is one of I laughed out loud and I've been still laughing about it. Is Mary looks directly in the camera and says, "I think I need to make my own magic for Christmas."
Poor Mary.
And all
she has nobody.
And all I could think of is what. Do you bring that brings magic to anyone?
Nothing.
You've always been miserable.
I always wonder, like, because Mary was really the first one who was left alone, was she the first one to find masturbation?
Had to have been.
Well, she found a catfish. She was looking for other things.
Those masturbation sessions she has, I mean, we're talking hours.
She's just edging. Alone in the big house all the time.
All the time.
Yes.
She's got the one that goes in the shower and like sticks to the wall.
Yeah. Who does it?
like the lights are dimming like a prison movie when she's
yes. yes.
Her hair though in the shower is still not changed.
No. It doesn't get wet. Water no, repels just, from it.
Yep.
Just like poof,
just rolls right off.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I think that's
she hasn't been able to feel her middle finger in 10 years. It's just numb.
I think she had to have been the first to discover whacking off.
Okay. Like,
yeah.
She had to have been. There's no way she could actually be so depressed she'd be too way wound up.
Like, I think with Janelle, it's like she's too lazy. She's like, ugh, it takes a yeah, long time, it's just, a lot of work.
I gotta clean up after the boys.
Yeah. She right. also has like asexual energy. So I feel like she's like, it's fine. Like, yeah. she doesn't need that. Where Mary's like, Cody and me haven't slept together in 10 years. I need something.
I agree. And Christine is a wildcat.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, now.
Yeah, now.
I think Christine is the first of these ladies who has done anal.
Ooh.
Oh,
you know what? She's adventurous. Yeah. So
you
maybe.
Know what? Because
we also believe she loves role play. She loves all yeah. the fantasy yes. stuff.
Jesus doesn't care if you suck a dick or do anal, y'all. He doesn't care.
That's what she's trying to tell them. She's like, yes. guys, like the Bible was wrong. Like we can do this. It feels great.
They totally got sodomy wrong. And don't get me started on Gomorrah.
On Gomorrah. As we said before, Gomorrah ain't got shit. Anyway, let's
30
start
minutes
on.
In and we're just now starting the episode.
Well, we had to recap. This is now episode season 18, episode 4, A Deal with the Devil.
A deal
because y'all Robin can't actually say diphthongs, so it's deal.
Adele.
Everything
Cody's
she
like
says.
Making a deal with like a devil while he's like sitting there or something.
Sitting there.
So Cody is, as he says, I'm triggered, 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 just triggered everywhere. And when what really makes him triggered is when one of his wives stands up to him. And he learned that term through some, he Googled Manosphere. Therapy one time. And basically, he said, you know, he said, Janelle is saying he's played favorites for way too long. We all know that's a fact. And the it started way back when Robin got her own house, y'all, and he started spending more time there. And then says later on, the kids knew it. The kids say, we got the impression that you prefer another wife more than our mom. So, of course, that's going to change our relationship in some ways. Yeah. That's why he's like, the only two who really love me back are the youngers with the tender age.
It's like, yeah, because they haven't realized what an asshole you are yet.
Yeah.
They will.
We've all seen it, though. It's not just the kids who have seen that Robin's the favorite. All of America sees that Robin is the favorite.
Yeah, I don't watch the show, and I could tell in 10 minutes.
Yep.
Five.
My favorite thing that he does is when he says, like, oh, I'm over at Robin's house. I'm like, it's your house. You don't.
Yes.
Like, it's not Robin's house. This is Cody and Robin's. We have Mary's house. It's very empty and big. We have Janelle's shithole apartment. We've got.
Don't forget Robin. The trailer.
We've got Christine now in Utah. And then it's yours and Robin's house. Just say it.
He tries to seem like he's above it all, and that's one of the ways he tries to do it. It's diabolical. Anyway, Janelle's basically said, I've never been more upset. He flipped it and said, it's all my fault. And that's the thing about Janelle. She's absurdly naive but she's so smart. She's the one who earned the money for years.
Hold on a second. Just to be clear, like, the job she was not a CEO or anything.
No, she wasn't.
The way we talk about it, the way that she's like, I am a career woman. It's like, girl, you worked at an H&R Block, you know?
You know what? Oh. That's fair.
She's the smartest of the bunch, but it's not a very big pond, you know?
Yeah. She was the more business. She had the better business acumen than any of the others, yeah. Possibly.
Yes. She got her associates. She called it a day, and she was like, I'm a business girly, but... Really?
But didn't she bring home more money than the others? I know Kate.
Yeah,
Cody
but
probably,
I mean, yeah. That's because they were making $12,000 a year and she made $32,000.
Yeah.
Fair. Yeah, fair. Obviously, the show's the biggest moneymaker for them.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So they're going to keep doing it.
What does Cody do for work?
He sells gun parts.
Yes. Sells guns.
Yeah. And does cameos. Hey, guys, it's me, Cody Brown here. Peace and love.
$200 a cameo. Oh,
please. $200 a cameo?
Yeah.
Please, who in their right mind?
I've had people purchase a couple for me,
but in jest, obviously.
Yes.
Obviously.
Yeah, who's really getting one for real? I don't know.
Someone got us one for our dog from him.
Wow. Hey there, Buster.
Can I say this? And I love Janelle. Janelle is my queen. She's our absolute favorite. But for fuck's sake. If she doesn't scoot that phone back when she's doing her self-filmed confessionals.
It's so close.
It's like the Blair Witch Project. Scoot it back, please.
It's bad. And like she has, her gums are encroaching a little bit in her teeth. They always have.
The dental care is not the best there. It looks like she's got scurvy.
Yeah, and so it's never good, and she gets really close.
We see every goldfish crumb that's left in there.
Yes, every Cheez-It that's left.
If I was a dental hygienist, I would just have a field day.
Well, so I'm watching this, though, and I'm seeing Janelle, and I'm going, I kind of am shocked, not that he doesn't want to be with one of his wives anymore, but just more that he's completely writing off all of her children.
Yeah,
doesn't give a fuck. Because
they started to question him. He doesn't like anyone who's going to question him.
The boys, the boys have questioned him, and Savannah, who has done nothing, but Cody now sees her as aligned with the boys and Janelle, so she's also knife me in the kidneys. Yeah. You know, it's
wow.
And Matt, when we say Savannah did nothing, like literally she's in a shot, but like you forget she's there. She's just,
she did not say anything.
She is.
She's mute.
She's mute. She rarely ever says anything. It's not like Christine's kids who are just always doing weird shit.
Yeah.
Right.
Like the boys are always like roughhousing Janelle's boys. And then Robin's kids are like experimenting with each other or something like that. But you never.
That went to somewhere.
But you never. Just like doing like serial killer shit and that kids do. And, but no, you never see Savannah do anything. You kind of forget she's there.
Yeah.
But
so does not,
but he
to
just
not
wrote her off.
He just writes her off and she's literally done nothing.
He didn't even call her for Christmas.
No.
Yes. That's not even a call.
That's pretty unforgivable.
But Robin's kids get motorcycles.
And my favorite quote was, I didn't mean to get this right, is when Robin said, "Motorized vehicles are not my favorite thing." It was like all of it. I thought of a phobia of like anything motorized.
That's what to
like me, she hates lawnmowers.
It's also, it's again, you can really, it's such a symptom of narcissism that everything Cody does is so transparent. It's so, Robin brings it up, but it's so obvious that he got them all big presents to take away and like distract. And he's just, man, I think that's why I couldn't watch the show fully. I don't know how much I can take of him.
He's a clown.
He's hard to take.
He's an absolute fucking clown.
Again, we're not rooting for him. And as much as I even love Janelle and Christine, I'm really not rooting for anybody. I just want to see the family fall apart.
That's what you're like. I'm gonna be here until the family falls apart.
So, are we Mary wanting to stay here until the light goes out?
Absolutely,
that's right.
I just think we have put in so much work over these years watching this family do absolutely nothing.
It's fair.
We have watched them across 5 episodes get from Las Vegas to the middle of Oklahoma, like to do nothing. We have put in this work. Our payoff is now getting to watch it all fall apart. And if that, like, that's all we're here for.
The Donner Party got there faster than 5 episodes.
No, you can't bring up the people who ate each other in Colorado.
I'm obsessed with
not Colorado. California, whatever.
I was obsessed with the
daughter
party for a while. What 8-year-old child wasn't? Or 12-year-old child? Y'all, it's Christmas time, and we're separating. It's the first Christmas, and almost everyone says, God, it's so much better that we don't do a family Christmas.
That's what made me laugh, is that not one person said, I miss this altogether. They were all like, this is so peaceful. This is so
except for Robin.
Now, you know how different shows will do like the Christmas special.
Yeah.
Imagine like TLC putting a spin on this. Like this airs at Christmas.
Oh.
It is the most depressing thing I have ever watched in my entire life. Just
very sad.
The worst Christmas.
The kids are like, it's so much better without Dad.
It is. Have to hate watch this show. I don't think there's any other way to watch it.
No.
So y'all, the thing you need to know, Mary had a lot of as she always does, but they're always unintentionally funny. And she's like, mock ravioli is what I bring every Christmas Eve. It's butterfly noodles. It might say on the package that it's bow tie, but it's butterfly.
Now here's the thing. We've had in this family, their claim to fame is mock tapioca. And now we find out that Mary's making mock lasagna, ravioli.
Yeah. I mean, it's just pasta. It's just butterfly noodles. Like,
I didn't know ravioli was such a hard fucking thing to make that we have to make a mock version of it. It's insanity.
Is it a thing in Mormon families to do Italian food for Christmas? That's what I was wondering is because they all seem to do it because they ain't Italian. I'll tell you, no one's doing the Feast of the Seven Fishes here.
No, I was thinking they were like at Christmas time, the Mormons would open up their food supply and like get into that stuff.
Freeze dried.
Oh, like that's when we like buy the new one and use it.
They're like vats of cream corn.
Yes.
We eat our storage, then we pray for the dead people who weren't Mormon to become Mormon.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And Planet Kolob. I got to ask you, Maddie, you're kind of a expert on Christmas decor.
I am.
What did you think of Robin's house and her Christmas villages?
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
It looks like... It looks like when you go to a cabin in Big Bear, or I would say maybe upstate New York for Christmas, and they decorated it about 15 years ago, and they just leave the decorations up all year, and they begin to decay and get dust on them, and they look so raggedy, but you keep them up anyway because you got them on sale at Big Lots, and you don't want to get another decoration.
All right, but does it make you feel any differently that that table had at least $2,000 worth of Dickens Christmas Village?
I haven't started on that. I was about, because mainly I was thinking about the tree. Okay. Y'all, the tree had a ribbon around it. Mm-hmm. I've talked about that before. I do not like trees with ribbons on them.
Me either. I hate that.
It's, it's lazy. Right. It's the least. It's the least Christmas tree that you can do.
I think... Ace, I should clarify what you said. You said the Dickens Christmas Village. I think I should tell you, like Robin corrected, that saying A Christmas Carol by Charles Dickens.
Yes.
Because I'm not sure if everyone understands this was the Charles Dickens Christmas Carol instead of the Charles Bukowski or yes. she was very clear in educating her audience.
I prefer the Bukowski version.
I do.
Yes,
have
lovely.
Does my opinions with the houses are, so my mother collected some of these for a little bit, just a few, but then they were too expensive and my dad left her and she couldn't afford it when she was working on her own self. But anyway, but my Aunt Karen, who was her craft designer, my mom's best friend, she started collecting, and then her husband, Frank, he decorated their house with like 7 Christmas trees during Christmas. And so
That's too many.
She was a craft designer. It was on brand. Yeah. And so, you know, she enjoyed it her last Christmas before she died of breast cancer. I think she liked it then. Anyway, he decorated his library all full of Dickens. But here's the deal. It looked magical because there were houses everywhere. He bought the fake snow. He put roads. He made it look like a little magical town of people wanting to celebrate Christmas. This looks like she just put this. I think in one shot there were like Dorito crumbs sitting on the table. And then I was like, Charles Dickens doesn't know about Doritos. There was no snow anywhere. The people weren't placed with intention to create a scene or to create a memory as if something's happening. It looked like shit.
And then the child who has the pacifier when they're like, rah, rah.
Right.
Thank you.
Who's like 6 Brown. Years old.
They've had to glue a lot of heads back on those characters.
A lot.
You know that like Ariola,
yes.
She just ravishes that house.
Oh.
She just like gets up and she's like, Ariola wants to play.
She's probably putting all the little figurines in compromising positions.
Yes. That's what I would do. They're very expensive though. It's a lot of money.
That's
Cody
Janelle's
actually
rent.
Told us I know.
That is Janelle's rip.
That was a down payment on Coyote Pass.
They could have paid it off without the Dickens Christmas Village.
I thought, Cody says, this Christmas story, the Christmas story about Charles Dickens, is very special to me because Scrooge got the luck to look 5 years into the future. Wonder what 5 years in my future? And immediately I said, who would be the ghosts in Cody Brown's A Christmas Carol?
Jerry.
I think, well, here's the thing. I thought it would be Christine would be the ghost of Christmas past because she's kind of nice about it. And like you said, a kindergarten teacher or a preschool teacher. And Janelle is present, ghost of Christmas present, because she's like, this is how things are. You know, and she's really getting close in there. But Mary is the one smoking a cigar like Mickey's Christmas Carol going, you're left with me, bitch.
Yep.
And Robin Sunny Tim.
Throw Cody's in a grave and say, eat my pussy now, Cody. Just like a female soccer player would.
Y'all, we think it is a fucking shame that she never was with a woman. And it just...
Oh, I think she has
been. She's going to look back. I think it's just every bit of her energy reads that way. Oh.
She is way too...
She has...
Maybe on like a women's
Robin
football
Roberts
team.
Wedding.
Mary has the shoulders for it. You know?
Definitely.
Like, she could take another girl's legs... Put her up on her shoulders and just mm-hmm. go to town.
La 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 la.
She would be she would just be a queen, a king.
Poodle, I can tell that you've never eaten vagina before by doing that.
I haven't. I went like this. I went.
No. That is something we're not familiar about. We don't. I didn't even know there were different holes. I just learned that from the podcast, actually. I didn't even know.
No, I had talked about the time where I tried to do it, and you won't see this on the video, but I was kind of like.
That's when he knew he was gay.
Just tick your tongue out just a little bit, like you're a child trying to taste like something in the lemon pie. It's just too tart.
Just like, God, I imagine that poor woman just being like, God, just fucking stick it in already.
She didn't know anything.
Yes.
Poor thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah.
At least he cried. I never got near.
Meanwhile, in Salt Lake City, everything's great.
Everything's great. Salt Lake City's so peaceful. We're having the best time.
Everyone's just hanging out, playing games. And back, I love it how they and Christine's like, oh, I'm having a great time. And it goes back to like Robin's house, and Cody's like, come, you better stop all your shit. Everyone get off their fucking phones.
Let's be with each other.
He's the worst.
I have to say, when we go to Janelle's apartment, it is just, this woman has been on TV for 18 seasons, and she is living in the most shithole apartment. And
all
let me
IKEA.
Tell you this. We have seen it. Okay, first of all, she's not even at IKEA. This is like hand-me-downs.
Yeah,
everything is everything that like Robin's kids broke or Christine's broke at one point, Janelle was like, I can make this work. It's a piece of shit. We've had actual eyes on the actual apartment, and it is even worse than what you're seeing.
It's a student apartment for the college, and it's been there for like 40 years.
Oh my God. Yeah. Someone left like an old CD rack in there, and she's using it as her bedside table.
Exactly.
She does say it. I mean, this is at the end of the episode, but she does say like, and that's, she has nothing.
And she like, she was supposedly, she was the one who was working outside the home and was bringing home money. And I'm like, and she had none of it. She has nothing in her name.
She sells Plexus now. She's got an MLM.
Oh,
she's
perfect.
Doing, so.
Oh, good for her.
But it's like,
it's a very Mormon thing to do.
Every person out there who's in a marriage should be hiding money at some point. Like
100% burying it.
You just hide some cash somewhere, get a little nest egg just in case.
Yeah.
How she going to the grocery store and doing cash back every time. Like what an idiot.
Yeah.
We found $3,000 in my grandmother's radiator.
Oh
She knew it was ready to go. Yeah. She didn't trust your grandpa.
Well, she never trusted him because she left him when they were young. And my grandmother left in the middle of the night and took five kids.
Oh.
My mother's.
Oh, shit.
My mother's. Oh, yeah.
She was the first polygamist to leave.
We found out that, unfortunately, Caitlin's grandma, when she had dementia, was like flushing $800 at a time down the toilet. Yeah.
Just keeping it safe.
She was just wanting to keep it safe. So she'd flush it down the toilet.
She's worried about people stealing it.
Well, good for her. I'm glad that in her mind it was going somewhere. I need to bring something up to you that was quite disturbing for me.
Was it Janelle's air fryer? Janelle's air fryer took up the entire kitchen.
It was massive.
It was,
and I thought,
I find them to I be want an air fryer and I have a anyway. Small kitchen.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, but that air fryer was so, that air fryer looked like HAL 2001, the supercomputer.
Yes.
It was a fucking so second stove in that house.
It was.
And she has no room. At least put it on the floor next to the cereal boxes. That's counter space.
It gave me anxiety.
The apartment in general. No, I'm talking about the crepe scene.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
You mean the French burritos.
Now,
what a rube.
I like it that he thought he had to educate his audience about these exotic things known as crepes. It's not Mexican, but it looks like Mexican. But like this exotic food that we eat at Christmas time. And I put mozzarella cheese and fruit and aioli in mine.
So gross.
Disgusting.
So gross.
He's foul.
And even the way he eats it. It's so...
He got like half the burrito in one, his like, French burrito
I've
in
never,
one bite.
Yeah, I have never eaten a crepe. I've never just picked up a crepe and just eaten it in my hands like a dick.
Do you think they just ate tortillas? They had to be tortillas, right?
No, I think they did.
Or were they actual crepes?
No, they were making crepes.
Watching him put that crepe in his mouth, I knew everything I needed to know about this man. And I know that when he is at an airport restroom, he is just full on, just like
blowing it up, yeah. Making those noises.
No shame.
Oh, God. Yes. Like one of those.
And he's on his phone too.
And on the phone.
And he's on his phone.
On his Bluetooth headset.
Yeah, no. I'm not doing anything. What do you need? Fuck. This thing is raging out of me.
If women don't know this, there are men who do that in the men's bathroom. Mm-hmm. Caitlin, were you aware of this, that men do that?
I tell her
I'm aware from him, and I'm like, if I find out that's you, we're divorced.
No, men do this.
Common.
I'm horrified.
It's a weird thing. It's like that TikTok thing now with the Roman Empire. I don't know if y'all have seen that.
Yeah, but I'm confused about what it is.
So basically on TikTok, and it's weird. Okay, so Ace, I will ask you, how often do you think about the Roman Empire?
Never.
You're a normal man. Because people, and I think what it is, I think it's because of 300 and Gladiator. But like I asked my brother, I said, how often do you think about the Roman Empire? And he called me, he's like, why'd you ask that question? I said, well, how often do you think about it? He said, funny you should ask, but pretty much like bi-weekly, I think the Roman Empire. And I went, what? And it's like, especially white men of like 35 and older, I think we're so influenced. But there's these TikToks of these guys to their girlfriend saying, oh yeah, honey, do you know what happened? Like with the chariots and how the size of the road that we use now is because of Roman chariot. Like straight men think about the Roman Empire all the fucking time.
We're too busy thinking about those reality TV shows.
And they ask, but then on the flip side, they started asking women, they're like, how often do you think about being kidnapped? And then the women are like, every night when I go to bed and I'm by myself.
I'm like 5'10", 5'11", like 200 pounds. I don't think I could be kidnapped.
Ooh, I don't think. Oh, but I think we could definitely try.
You could kidnap me.
Yes,
but I'm just like, I think I'm going to be kidnapped. Like there is a small Asian woman walking behind me and I'm like, she's going to fucking grab me. I know
fucking
it.
Grab me.
I think he was kidnapped in a past life or something. Like anytime I leave or like don't answer the phone for 1 second, he's like, I thought you were kidnapped. I'm like, no one wants me. Like
you were lying in a ditch.
I'm fine. I just don't answer my phone.
Matt, this is really upsetting to me though, because I'm like I'm holding on to like my straight man card just barely. So now to find out that like I'm not
you
thinking
failed
about
again
the Roman Empire, it's like, for fuck's sake.
I only think about them like maybe once a year, like when I watch some type of Roman gay porn.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's when I think of it too. Yeah.
That's okay, a great genre.
It is.
Hercules deep throating.
Oh, yes. Yes. It's sponsored by Trojan Horse.
Yes. That's what they called me in college.
Because she always has something inside of her.
I know. Ooh, there's an army inside me, folks. So post-holiday, everyone's got the post-holiday blues. And that's when Nathan, a.k.a. Flounder, and Cody go for a drive. And they have the weirdest men's rights convention right there.
Oh. Right there.
And
I know, you know they went and shot guns after this.
Mm. Oh, totally. And Cody's like, can I be a monogamous? Can I be a monogamous?
Do you remember the documentary Abducted in Plain Sight?
Oh, yes. It
remember how
my brain.
Remember how the dad was also sucking him off?
Yes, and he did that. That is, it's very Abducted in Plain Sight. He's like,
this is that scene. Like, Nathan was like, dude, first of all, I didn't know you had two cocks. Whoa, because I'm seeing double. And Cody definitely whipped it out.
I've never been the same after that man said, and he suggested we offer each other some relief.
Yeah.
And I went, oh my God, you mean this creeper who basically kidnapped your daughter and you jerked him off? What the fuck?
And then to know that when you went to go blow him, you also tasted your wife's vagina on him.
Yes, because he was fucking your wife.
It was the wildest documentary of all time.
Maddie.
Wow. I when I watched it, I my mouth dropped open the whole time, more than it normally does.
You also were sucking him off too.
And I was also sucking the guy off.
Yeah, you were.
Anyway, it was that documentary still lives somewhere in my brain.
Yeah.
For
all of us.
Yeah.
That and Tiger King.
Oh, I couldn't even watch
20 minutes from my hometown.
The fictional version of Abducted in Plain Sight. That came
out. Oh, I've watched every single version of it possible.
I couldn't even watch it because I was just, I could not, because what happened is stranger than someone could have written.
Yeah.
It's
like, anyway. How is this happening?
So after Cody is, of course, saying to Nathan, Nathan says, it was so funny. Every both of my wives wanted me to be 100% there for them. Mm. And like, they didn't understand that it was really hard on me.
No, and it's like, guys, Nathan's already keeping an eye on both of you, all right?
Yeah.
He's always watching. At least one eye's always on you.
I really enjoyed, you know, but instead of throwing out the old battered sword, it's about reforging it.
Everything feels vaguely religious, men's conference. Mm-hmm. Tone, yes. And it feels
the He-Man Woman Haters Club.
Like, yeah, people think King Arthur was real, like that Merlin was real.
I think King Arthur was real.
Well, King Arthur was real, I think.
Oh,
actually. But the whole myth of it, that Camelot was real.
Oh, Camelot was real to me. the porn movie, anyway, that I saw.
Yeah, you need a sword in your stone.
Oh, yes, and nobody can get it out. So, later on, Cody says the phrase that I was drinking water, unfortunately, and I'm struggling with my own benevolence. I just want to grow horns right now. And I'm like, you have two horns. They're the ringlets that are on either side that I want to pull out and hold and shake in front of you like trophies.
They're terrible. The hair is terrible.
I love the new bangs look, though.
Yeah, the kind of like, framing his face, yeah. I think that's what he's going for.
But like, actually handsome when they show pictures of him when he was younger.
Yeah.
I mean,
I think if he would shave
I'll
it off,
I'll never refer. It would look better. I'm convinced, and there's a couple of people saying there's a little bit of a hair system at work, where either he's had plugs done,
okay,
well, to help with that.
But he definitely got a discount on.
Like he's got balding.
It was a Groupon. It was a Groupon hair plugs.
Yes. And later on, he also says another phrase that I'm going to take. He says, "You think I'm an asshole? I'll show you an asshole." And I'm like, "That's my Grindr headline." "I'll show you an asshole." And it goes, "Starfish donut,
chocolate donut."
Chocolate donut. Donut, yeah. And
bullseye.
Oh, is chocolate
bullseye?
Is chocolate donut the secret thing?
No, that's just my asshole. Okay. Chocolate donut. Just
Caitlin's like, is that some type of artistic metaphor? No, it's just poodle's clinker.
No, it's just my clinker, my fart clapper.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Your clinker, your gay Aiken.
No, we can't get into this. We can't get into this.
Your kiwi, your starfish, your rusted trombone.
No, we can't do this. You're going to make me have sacred loneliness.
I watched the episode last night, and I'm still laughing about sacred loneliness today. It's one of those things that's going to stay with me.
I should be the devil. I think I am. I want to ask, will Cody be more of an asshole this season? Do you think is this foreshadowing? Is he leaning into devil Cody?
I think that it's wild to me that he thinks now he might lean into being an asshole. Like, you've arrived. You got here a long time ago. So now
at
to
least
be like,
by season seven, he was already there.
Yeah.
So it's just interesting to me. I'm shocked to hear him say, like, "I'll just be the devil they think I am now." And it's like, we've all thought you were a devil for a long time.
I feel like next season, though, he'll have like an apology tour and try to like be nice again, because he knows everyone hates him.
That's
but
true.
The problem is he doesn't see how America's react. This is also, I want to point this out for people who don't watch. This is filmed in 2021. We're watching it in 2023.
That's true.
A full year has passed. So he's not seeing how America's reacting to him until probably like how we're reacting right now won't be for another like six seasons.
Yeah. We haven't even gotten to 2022 yet.
No.
Like, yeah.
We're That's still true. Waiting on the New Year's party.
So do we think that probably then, so this one's about Janelle and him getting divorced. And so then next season's going to be about him and Mary getting divorced?
From what I've heard, this season is supposed to span until November 2022.
And Mary says her whole story's on this season. So
yeah, they were like, "Listen, we don't need you holding on another season. Let's get her in there."
She couldn't even get her own season.
No,
she wanted it. But
we're gonna give her four episodes. She'll be fine.
Yeah,
she'll come out in another Afghan blanket.
They're like, "We can't give you next season. That's Christine and her new boyfriend season." Mary, sorry.
What do you think is gonna happen after we get to the point where all the women, where the three main wives are gone?
So many people are fucking asking. They're like, "Can we just please get a Janelle and Christine spinoff?" And I'm like,
no,
fucking kill me now.
You don't want that.
No. Like,
you don't want that.
Be so boring.
"Hey, Christine, can you show me how to make caramels again?" Like, if I have to see Christine help one more person make a fucking meal, I'm going to off myself. I don't care.
Or put together a bookshelf.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Janelle can't even do that.
Janelle didn't even get on the ground for the bookshelf. She stood and was like, "Yeah, you guys got this." She didn't even get on the ground.
The fact that
they're really all terrible.
I'm really worried that they'll try to keep the show going and we'll have to be in four locations.
It's all self-shot anyways. It's Janelle. Way up in the camera. Ooh.
The gingivitis cam.
Yeah.
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 It's like I could see her breath on the camera. Like,
talking up.
Anyway. So what do you guys think? You said your thoughts for this season. We're going to see it play out with Janelle. Cody's going to get more awful. Robin's going to get sadder. Mary's going to get more awkward.
Finally leave.
Yeah.
Christine is just going to get divorced left and right. Like, she's gonna get it in the ass, she's gonna get it in her mouth, she's gonna get it in the ear, because Robin said you're not divorced until you're physical with another man. And you know that Christine was just like, girl, I'm getting divorced Monday through Friday. Every day of the week.
Twice on Sundays.
Exactly. Lord's Day.
The Lord's Day. That's when I go, that's when I do the poop hole loophole. All right. Like, she's going to be fucking, I'm sure she's had so many like visits to the doctor for like UTIs. She's like, God, I need so much cranberry juice.
So much.
Farmers Only has been really popular for her.
Yeah.
Because y'all remember, when you pike it in the back, make sure you wash it off before. What was the jingle you made up, Jake? Oh, remember that? Who was the character? Someone got she got an infection.
Wash it off. It was a jingle. I can't.
One of our shows.
Said.
It was a character. The woman front got an infection because they had anal
back
sex
to front to
dun, and they dun, didn't dun, wipe dun, off dun, his dun, dick dun, before she.
You gotta wipe
her.
It off. Yeah, wipe off because she. Yeah, it was, I can't remember it. Riveting. Anyway, y'all, thank you so much.
Thank you,
Ace and Caitlin, for being on
being here.
Our shitty little pod.
Thank you guys.
I don't think you classed it up. I don't think you classed it up very much. No, but
what else do y'all cover?
Fucking everything. We're doing everything polygamy.
Seeking Sister Wife.
You guys want to watch the most boring show of your life? My Five Wives. Like,
oh,
it is
I can't.
The,
you thought
it is
you
the
thought
worst.
Sister Wives is boring.
So what? So oh, you said all the polygamy. Name them so people
Seeking
know.
Sister Wife.
Ugh. Seeking Sister Wife. My Five Wives. We're also doing Welcome to Plathville, which isn't polygamy, but basically is.
It might as well be.
Yeah. We think this is going to be a good season of Plathville.
It's polygamy vibes, definitely.
Yeah.
Just we find
you,
all
ex.
Of the worst.
You do You, Me, My Ex?
Yeah.
Oh, we're doing a collab. I love that show.
When I
that
interviewed Kayla Vey.
Oh my God. She's a star.
Oh, that's what I said.
Oh. Yeah. Was she just nuts, though?
No,
she is totally changed. She's a different person.
It was weird. She doesn't like that version of herself really anymore.
Well, yeah, we can't get into it, but oh my gosh, You, Me, and My Ex. Okay, okay.
We'll definitely come back and talk about You, Me, and My Ex with you.
Did you guys watch You, Me, and My Ex season one?
Oh, yes.
That's the one Kayla really watched.
Oh, right. Really quick, though. Sorry, I don't want to even sidetrack, but Wendy's eyes. Like, Wendy has always, she's the one who was with the Italian.
That was season two.
Right. That was season two? No, that was season one.
Oh, okay.
Why do I not remember her?
There was the husband and wife who they owned the olive oil business and they was Italians. And
Wendy and
Jimmy,
Lisa, and
Lisa. We always said Lisa.
every character named Lisa, no matter what show we say, Lisa.
Lisa.
Yeah.
We missed them. We loved them. Yeah. They were all nutso.
Yeah, that whole show is fucked.
Oh, it was so. We watch all of that. You, Me, My Ex.
Season two kind of sucked. But
season two was terrible. We actually quit on season two and then came back at the end.
Yeah. Couldn't do it. It's like
fate. You didn't miss anything.
Yeah.
No.
You didn't miss anything.
Well, tell everybody where they can find. Are all these shows under the one podcast umbrella? Are they like, tell everybody where they can find you.
So our regular free podcast is Sister Wives, Love Should Be Multiplied, Not Divided. And then our Patreon, but don't go to our Patreon unless you've listened to us on the free one, because it's just terrible. It's the most disgusting. If you're like, oh, I don't think that's funny, you're not going to find it funny. Like, it's disgusting. We say the nastiest things. I fart when we're doing it. I burp. I'm
turned on.
It basically sounds like I'm masturbating half the time. Like, it's just
for me.
I think personally. Hold on. I need to join your Patreon.
So that one is patreon.com/sisterwivestalk. Right.
Yeah.
Sister Wives Talk.
Yeah.
And where on social media can they find you?
We don't have any social media for the podcast yet.
That's great. Well, we'll put all that in our show links. You guys, this is what I love about when we meet new podcasters, because I'm like, oh, now we're friends.
Yeah.
Oh, 100%.
Yes. Yay. You guys are great.
You guys are all
right. Ace, I'm telling you, when we're friends and we hang out, Do not go to a dark room with Poodle.
Okay.
I'll bring it
back.
Well,
I might want to see
Caitlin.
The chocolate donut.
Poodle can have him.
Yeah. Caitlin and I'll be drunk in the Caitlin. Bar.
I'll bring him back to you. He might be changed.
Slightly used worse for the wear. All right.
Thank you guys so much.
Then you'll have to block my number. All right.
Thank y'all very much. All right,
thank
sissies.
You guys.
We'll see you next time, sissies. This has been your Bi Curious. Until then, what do we say, Poodle?
Bye-bye.
Close off now?
No.